Hello and welcome to the Movers and Shakers podcast. My name is Gino Barbaro, co-founder of Jake and Gino, multifamily investor, educator, father, and mentor. Today we have Jeff Hamlin. He spent most of his career selling toilet paper, but as he will tell you, joining Jake and Gino changed the trajectory of his life and financial well-being. He started by independently acquiring additional duplexes to then realize that multifamily is a team sport. Jeff has since done several deals, all with partners he met in the community. Welcome to the show, Jeff Hamlin.
Gino, so good to be here. Yeah, it's an honor to finally connect here.
And for all the listeners out there, I thought Jake was bad with tech. I think, Jake, if you're listening to this, I think Jeff Hamlin has surpassed you on that one. Brother, glad to be on with you. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm glad to supplant Jake out of that position. Yeah, that's great.
Listen, I had a great conversation before we hit the record button, and you've been part of Jake and Gino for several years. What made you, well, okay, first of all, let's backtrack. Why multifamily? And give me a little bit of background about your life and how you made the decision to join multifamily.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, to start, I'm a father and a husband, and we have a busy lifestyle. We've been in residential real estate as realtors since 2005. So always been around real estate. I live in Portland, Oregon, Portlandia, where it's, you know, the laws and regulations have become crazy. So years ago, we always owned real estate, always had a condo or a single family residence. But with the laws changing, we decided around 2016, 17 to try investing out of state. And so we invested in Kansas City with, you know, started with single family before we knew anything. And just came to a point where it's hard to invest across the country alone, independently. Needed help and was listening to a ton of podcasts and decided it was time to join a community. And I found Jake and Gino.
All right, Jeff, I've got so many questions I need to ask you from that one right there, because you told me the story of your why. All of a sudden, you know, for a couple of years you joined, you did a couple of deals, but you really didn't put the pedal to the metal. And what happened in December of 2021 to make you understand, wow, my why?
Oh, so I, as you mentioned in my intro, I've sold toilet paper my entire career. And I worked for a company that I served for 20 years. The pandemic hit. Unfortunately, they didn't respect my religious freedoms, and consequently, I was fired because I made a personal choice to forego the vaccine. And I'm not somebody who's going to espouse one way or another opinions about the vaccine, but that was my personal choice. Thankfully, I was in a position to stand up for my beliefs, and so. The company let me go in December of 2021, and over those months of being unemployed, really did some introspection, and it came to a place where I really understood my why. I could no longer allow the W-2 to have that power and control over my financial life.
Let that sit, everybody. And I don't want to say that I know how Jeff feels, but I was in a very similar situation with the restaurant. Although it's a small business, I was treating it as a W-2. I couldn't scale the business. And Jeff, in 2020, the pandemic hit New York also. And if I had been in New York and I had still been at the restaurant, I would have lost everything like you did. So for anybody out there thinking that they have an employer or they're working for somebody, there's risk in anything. Whether you want to start a business in a multifamily, whether you want to go work for a company, there's a ton of risk in anything that we do. I mean, you want to add anything to that, Jeff?
I always thought it'll never happen to me. You know, I grew up in a really comfortable life, awesome parents that stayed together. I was always committed as an employee. I mean, I served the company for 20 years. I'm a pleaser. I'm a people pleaser. I love to get along with people. I want to make people happy. I want to bring what I know and can share to other folks. But it turned out that there was something in our culture that changed that resulted in my losing my job and income. So the why now is because I can't allow myself to be in a position without that secondary opportunity. to enable me to continue to move forward.
And when you made that decision, you're all in a multifamily now. How did the community help you out? Because it's very difficult to be on an island all by yourself, watching some videos, living in Portland, Oregon, saying, I can't invest out here. It's not a great market to invest. You know, what did the community allow you to do? And what were the resources? What tools did it allow you to really take control of and utilize?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Just to step back, what does the community need from a guy that lives in Portland, Oregon, who isn't strongly connected? So I had to spend some time to reestablish some older relationships. I've been in, you know, I started with Jake and Gino in 2018. I attended MM2, right? So I had some relationships, and had been involved in an LP and a couple of joint ventures just to sort of dip my toes in the water. But I had to go back out and start calling and talking to people, engaging with folks. And, you know, the more activity that you take, without necessarily a strong purpose, just to touch bases with people and just to get yourself back out in front of people, you find where you fit. And you have to do it. And I hear people talking about being afraid. You talk about being uncomfortable and being awkward in certain situations. And that was me. I'm growing. I'm growing now as a result of that. And it shows because I connected with folks in the community that enabled me to study deals, to underwrite deals, to talk about how we might approach things, to get back in touch with lenders and brokers. And we ended up finding a deal in Kansas City that we really liked in a market that I had owned property in already. And so moving forward in a strong way now.
I want to take you back and the listener back right now to 2018, because at that point, people thought the market was at a high, multifamily was inaccessible, there's no deals out there. And could you imagine how different would your life have been if you had really taken it seriously, the opportunity, and you'd bought a few deals? That decision in 2021 to tell your employer, I don't really care what you do, I have the power, the autonomy. That's what this business multifamily is all about. It's all about you gaining your autonomy. How would it have been different for you?
Oh, I'd probably be 100% focused on multifamily right now without the W-2, right? In 2018, I'm sitting in MM2 and I remember you vividly talking about, you're going to meet your future partners in this room. And I looked around, I thought, there's no way I'm not investing with these guys. They don't know who I am. I don't know who they are. We don't have a relationship. How does that happen? But here I am. And it's everybody that I'm invested with now has been exposed or is a member to the Jake and Gino community. And it's phenomenal.
I got to keep beating this drum, because now you're looking at right now. What would you say to the person listening right now who's hesitating, who's saying to themselves, I can't get into multifamily. That's only for a Jeff Hamlin. That's only for a Jake and Gino. I've got time. Time is on my side. What would you say to that person to inspire them and possibly to motivate them, kick them in the butt, give them a little clarity to take that next step?
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm on the other side of 50 now. And I'm looking back and I'm kicking myself. Dang it. Why didn't I get started? I had the right people in my ear. Don't be fearful. You just gotta reach out and talk to people. Be yourself. You're the expert in you. And so go into those conversations with confidence and be humble and ask the questions. Try to understand how you might be able to connect with somebody. There's always a connection. And if there's not, it wasn't meant to be. Move on to the next.
I love that. And for me, I was in a very similar situation as you. For me, it all started with education. I really needed to learn multifamily, and I didn't want to talk to a Jeff Hamlin or anybody unless I really understood it. I wish I had a community that I could join when I started. And once I took the education, the next component was the action. But I think one step further is education, action. And then Jeff, let's talk about the implementation of all of that, because you can get knowledge. Knowledge is partial power. But knowledge and knowing how to implement that knowledge is what's a game changer. And I think we've been able to do that through the Jake and Gino community. Let's talk about Kansas City. Let's talk about the buy right, the manage right, the finance right, and how you've been able to implement the knowledge that you learn from the community and from your partners and from the coaches and from anybody, and how you chose Kansas City and what these deals are starting to look like for you.
Yeah. I mean, originally I chose Kansas City because I just was looking at the Midwest, and back in the, you know, 2016, 17, you could pretty much pick any market in the Midwest. It seemed, and you know, in comparison to the West Coast, it was more affordable. The rents were still, you know, enabling you to exceed that 1% rule potentially. So I liked Kansas City. We had family that lives in Kansas City. And so we thought, well, you know, in an emergency, we could call on the family. But what we learned was with the right people, the right partners in Kansas City, we could do that independently. We didn't have to rely on family. Just to leverage the folks that I knew through Jake and Gino to practice underwriting, submitting LOIs. I mean, we've submitted a number of LOIs. We got accepted offers on terrible properties. Showed up for inspections. Oh God, we gotta get out of this.
Mm-hmm. But Jeff, that's part of it, which is really important. No deal is better than a bad deal. You're taking all this action, but do we want you to close in a bad deal? We're gonna teach you what a bad deal looks like, and if you can avoid those bad deals, man, that's powerful in that, because I've owned bad deals. I've done bad deals, and I know the power in doing a bad deal and avoiding it. If you can avoid that to get to the good deals, there is the power in it. You're in Kansas City. Let's talk about this deal you guys just closed in June. I mean, how did it come together? It was another one where, hey, it doesn't happen overnight. There's opportunities. You're talking to the seller. It's a good 8, 9, 10, 12 months worth of you going out there and negotiating, but a great deal doesn't just fall in your lap. You need to do work. Let's talk about this deal.
Yeah, we have a broker who's turned into be a pretty good friend there in Kansas City, who brought a deal to our attention, and we did the underwriting, and it just was a bad, you know, it was a bad deal. It wasn't going to work. Way overpriced. I think he originally had it listed for $2.2 million, 12 units, 10 two-ones and two one-bedrooms. And so we just started that conversation with the seller, and as time went along, we continued to check in. We proposed a variety of different solutions to him, including a master lease option. Just trying to give him some options. He was a guy who was from Vietnam and was planning to move out of the country, and so we felt like he had a certain level of motivation, and that's why we didn't want to let it go. At some point, he was going to get to that place where he was either going to stay in the United States with his portfolio, or he was going to sell off his portfolio and move home. And so we finally got 11 months down the road, and we came to terms with him on a price.
What was the price?
Getting a deal for $1.5 million. So it was $125,000 a door in a neighborhood in Kansas City with bars and restaurants and businesses. It's walkable, super hip area.
And what are rents for two bedrooms and one beds?
So at takeover, the two beds are $1,124, and we're proving now that we can get $1,300 a month on it.
All right, so you've got the 1% rule, which is excellent. So I really want to diagnose this deal and walk the listener through what I've heard right now. Jeff has found a motivated seller. He's got his buy right criteria. The buy right criteria is Kansas City. Nice submarket in Kansas City, walkable. It's probably got a really good median income there. I love the unit mixes, 10, two bedrooms. I love that. The 1% rule, he's going to hit the 1% rule post-renovation. So that's phenomenal as well. So there's so many benefits to it. And hey, it's only a 12 unit. Well, it's got you in the market. You're there. The next opportunity may be a 20 unit or a 30 unit. So I don't want to say the word poo-poo, but don't look down at these small deals, because these small deals will bring you opportunities, because now all of a sudden that broker knows that Jeff and the Jake and Gino group, they are closers. So that next opportunity is going to come to Jeff. And let me tell you, 11 months is not a long time. Can you imagine back in 2018, if you had done a 12-unit deal every year, and 5 years after, you'd have 70 or 80. I mean, that's the way I look at it. So if you start looking at it from that perspective, taking action on this one deal, I will almost guarantee you, if you continue to prove the model, you will have bigger and bigger opportunities. Is there anything that I left out in this deal that you really want to talk about? Because for me, it's exciting to get that price point worked down, the market worked down. We love Kansas City. There's a lot of Jake and Gino students in the Kansas City market. It's a phenomenal market. And I wish you'd started investing in 2018 in Kansas City because it's sort of a lot cheaper. But hey, it is what it is. You started, you took advantage. Anything else you want to share on this deal?
I mean, selfishly, it's because there are so many Jake and Gino students and others that are investing in Kansas City. I'm networking with those folks because I don't want to miss out on a deal. You know, whether it's a deal I find or whether it's a deal somebody else finds and they need cash or, you know, I've done an agency debt deal. So, you know, I can bring that experience if that plays into the piece. So just to continue to network and duplicate this one and grow with, you know, I think I'm trying to develop a clarity in the type of investor that I am and to grow into the type of investor that I can be. So, you know, I love this 12 unit deal. I think I would do this every day. But we want to get to that critical mass where we're buying larger units and have that comfort with the larger number of units.
Jeff Hamlin, have you been listening to Jake and Gino? You've been diving into the course material because I hear a little bit of personal development in there. I hear not the person that I am, but the person that I want to grow into because you know it's a journey. You will never get there. The idea of a goal is not really to hit the goal, although people really think it is. It's to be able to grow into the person that you need to become in order to hit that goal. The goal is just the result. And I think the result is Jeff Hamlin is a bigger, better, smarter, more uncomfortable version of himself that he is right now. And when he becomes that, then he will ultimately hit his goal. I think that's what people don't understand about goal setting. And I am so much to blame for this because I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do this goal. But I'm not really trying to hit the goal. I really need to fall in love with the system or the process that gets you to get to the goal. And the process that Jeff is talking about, and my next question will be how to get started. But what I really want to drill down into here is if you're going to get into the multifamily space and you're in part of a community, just being part of the community is not enough. Networking, the weekly lessons, the boot camps, the private Facebook group, the networking with students, doing property tours, letters of intents, purchase and sales, negotiation, all of that stuff is part of the goal. We forget about the hard work. We just put the goal down and you're becoming a better version of yourself because you're taking all of those actions. I would love for you to add anything to that. But when you said that, I'm like, man, Jeff is back in the game, my friend.
Jeff is back in the game, dang it. Yeah, I mean, I was a little bit of a lurker in the Jake and Gino community, right? Starting in 2018, kind of talking to a handful of people, not really taking a ton of action, didn't feel that sense of urgency. Man, grab on to whatever thread it is that you can pull that will give you that sense of urgency and help you clarify what your why is. Because, I mean, truly, I didn't know what my why was. I couldn't feel it. It wasn't really strong inside of me. But now that I've discovered that and feel it so internally, let's go. And I'm ready. I'm ready to build that portfolio.
I love that. Let me ask you this question before we sign off. I mean, if I'm listening to this, I'm just a beginning investor and we have a lot of people in the single family home space. They're doing single families, they're doing fixes and flips and they're doing good. But they just don't understand the concept of buying maybe a 5-unit or a 10-unit because they're just used to the transactions. And it takes a long time to get this multifamily thing going. And they think they know what they don't know and they're confused. What's the next couple of steps that somebody as a realtor or in the single family home space can take right now?
Yeah. Again, it goes back to networking and talking to people. Talking to people, trying to understand what is the value of multifamily? How does that allow you the leverage to scale up more quickly? And one of the benefits of managing a multifamily property compared to, you know, dozens of single family homes. So, you know, join a community, join Jake and Gino because it's filled with like-minded people, good people. Now, you know, I'm sitting at a table. I'm definitely not the smartest guy in the room or at the table. And I'm looking around at these people and I'm thinking, well, you know, 6 years ago, there's no way I would have surrounded myself with these types of people with good character, ethics, integrity. So I've leveled up my own personal community. And that's a big deal.
I love that. Where can the listeners get a hold of you? Actually, before you answer that question, what does the next 5 years look like for Jeff Hamlin?
Well, so the blessing in being fired is now I've got a 401k that's sitting there with a pool of money in it. So I'm well positioned to invest that money. My wife is an amazing woman who's supportive of the multifamily investments, and she's a realtor. And I've got a W-2 job, so we live off the W-2 income, and we'll invest the residential real estate money as it comes in. So we're poised to continue our investments. You know, I 5 years from now, I think I want to be where I wish I would have been in December of 2021.
And where is that?
And that's in a place where the income from the multifamily investments is equivalent to or in excess of our household income. So I love the W-2 job and the people I engage with and the opportunities that brings. But I don't want to give the power to it. You know, I want to have that freedom of choice to decide my own path.
There's one thing that I need to really highlight, because I know Jeff's on the personal development train, because he said there is an opportunity from being fired, whereas most of us in the muck would say there's a problem. The opportunity has the access to capital that he has in his 401k. And also, I think the opportunity is that you've taught your children an amazing lesson, and any of those around you, that your personal decisions are important and you have core values that you will not compromise. And making that scary decision of leaving that job and saying, you know what, I can't be part of the company anymore because it doesn't fit my culture, my core values, that's commendable. We need more people like that in this country to do that. So the problem has ushered so many different opportunities in right now, whereas you have more capital, you have another W-2 job, your wife is doing really well, you're poised right now with your mindset, everything's ready to go, you're in the right community, you've got capital. So I just want to, you know, commend you on that, because most of us, when we have these problems and we're going through life, we don't look at the opportunities that God puts in front of us. And that's a shame. And the gratitude that I hear from your voice saying, man, I'm ready to go. I have an opportunity now and I don't want to let it go. You want to add anything to that, Jeff?
I saw a meme. I saw a meme the other day about a bison, and the bison is one of the only animals that will turn into a storm. Because the bison understands that the fastest way through that storm is to go into it and get out on the other side. And so I thought, God, that really matches sort of my mentality where, you know, there was a storm in life. It was tough, but I turned toward, you know, that opportunity where I was unemployed and I knew that I had this multifamily opportunity on the other side. And so I just dove into it.
And that is powerful, my friend. Thanks for sharing that. Where can the listeners get a hold of you? Email, website. If you want to throw your phone number out there, you can do that as well.
Sure. I'm always happy to hear from people. I'd love to network. My cell phone, you're welcome to text or call. It's 503-888-3719. Jeff at HamlinHomes.com. My wife's real estate business is HamlinHomes.com. So you can always find me there too.
Excellent. I want to recap Jeff's story because I think there's so much power and there's so much intent to it, and looking at it from the opportunity, not just the problems that arise in life. You know, he's been selling toilet paper for 20 years. And in the midst of that, he had the idea to start investing in multifamily. And at MM2, Multifamily Mastery 2, in October of 2018, he's sitting in the crowd listening to Jake and Gino and saying, there's no way I'm going to do this stuff. These people are crazy. But he joins a community anyway because he knows that his core values align, his goals, his mission aligns with Jake and Gino. And it takes him a couple of years. He's still a little uncomfortable. But COVID, another problem that hit a lot of people in the country, actually became a blessing in disguise and actually turned into an opportunity for Jeff when he was let go by his company because they wanted to mandate something that went against his core beliefs. Distraught but determined, he comes back and doubles down on multifamily and re-engages. And more importantly, he finds his why. Why do I want to do this? And that's what I implore anybody listening to this right now. What is your why? Because that will fuel you. And multifamily is the vehicle. Jeff got into that vehicle, and that vehicle is fueling him like that bison that's turning into the storm. Jeff's in the multifamily vehicle, and he's driving right through that storm. And no matter how many units he has, what he has a goal, he has a purpose. And more importantly, his sole purpose is being lived out through chasing multifamily and through building his wealth and his equity through multifamily, and more importantly, taking care of his family. Jeff, thanks for being on the show today. It was an awesome show. I really appreciate it.
It was a real pleasure. Awesome to connect with you, Gino. Thank you so much.